It's Just Politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
14-point font. That, apparently, is what is standing in the way of you getting to decide whether or not the state's emergency manager law stays intact.
Exactly, Zoe. This ballot drive stopped in its tracks by an attorney with a pica ruler.
Okay, so Rick, it sounds like, and maybe this is just me, but that we are now hinging what some people, you know, call monumental legislation, the emergency manager law, on the simple fact of font size. That we now, as a state, are saying, yes, you may have gathered 200,000 signatures, but you know what? They're invalid.
And that is because, according to state law, size does matter when it comes to petitions. So Here's how it works. There's this board. It's bipartisan. Two Democrats, two Republicans, who get to decide whether or not a petition, in this case, the petition to repeal the state's emergency manager law, they get to decide whether it gets on the ballot. This board is not nonpartisan. In fact, it is hyperpartisan, chosen by their parties to represent their partisan interests. And they decided to double down on this petition.
Head to head, battle it out. But we can't really be surprised by this, right? Of course, the emergency manager law is controversial. It brings out lots of emotions on either side. But again, two Republicans, two Democrats voting the way that their parties expect them to vote.
And, you know, we should also mention that on this board of state canvassers, we have two people who are not just voting their partisan interests, but their paychecks.
Explain.
Jeff Timmer, one of the Republicans on the board, works for a political consulting firm that was actually behind the challenge to the font size.
This is Jeff Timmer. He's a partner in the Sterling Corporation.
The opponents to the referendum, Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, they're a Sterling client. Sterling and the Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility even share a business address. And we should also mention that it's not just Jeff Timmer. There's a Democrat on the board, Julie Matusak. She voted to approve a petition, one backed by unions, and her day job with the American Federation of Teachers. Her job is to run the signature gathering for that petition drive. She voted to let a petition go forward when it's her job to get it on the ballot. Anyway, on the emergency manager referendum, Jeff Timmer and fellow Republican Norm Schinkel said this question on font size was enough to get them to vote to keep the referendum off the ballot.
I believe there is a legitimate question as to the size of the words as provided for in statute.
Yeah, you could hear someone booing as Norm Schinkel explained why he was voting to keep it off the ballot based on his questions over the font size.
Okay, right. He has a question. But, I mean, Rick, isn't this the board's job to not punt and say, well, there's a question over the font size? I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to make the decision.
Yes. Yes, it is their job. But remember, this is a partisan board voting their partisan interests. And we should point out that Jeff Timmer didn't say he had a question. He simply accepted that the type size is wrong. But Zoe, don't accept that as a given. I know I said last week that I put a pica ruler down next to the petition and found that the letters did seem to be 7 or 8 points, not 14. But it turns out, mea culpa, I measured wrong. When I did it correctly, taking the font and measuring it from the top of a capital letter to the lowest hanging letter, a lowercase g or a j, it does seem to be 14 points or close to it. And the board has approved other petitions that seem to have the exact same type size as this one they just rejected.
So I guess this just begs the question on, you know, the same day that this proposal was not allowed to go on the November ballot, two other proposals were okay. Now, this is just, you know, pre-approved so that circulators can start gathering signatures without fear that, you know, this exact same thing will happen to them. So it seems like this ballot was in trouble from the get-go, that no matter what, you know, a certain group was going to make sure that this challenge to the emergency manager law never made it to the people to vote on. Is there anything that Stand Up for Democracy could have done to sort of inoculate themselves from all of this?
Well, actually, yes. Like those two petition drives that you just mentioned, they could have gone to the election board before they even started to gather the signatures and make sure that they were in compliance. But they decided against this. They said that They thought that would have just that they would have had the same thing happen at the front end, that they would have been bogged down in legal challenges. But you know, I have seen this before, this sort of paranoia that keeps people from going to the board first and to elections officials first, and then they get kneecapped like this after they've gone to the trouble and expense of gathering the signatures. And some campaign professionals I know are just smacking their heads over this. You know, the attorney for Stand Up Democracy did say that they thought that it would get bogged down in those legal challenges. But, you know, two union-led petition drives that are just anathema to Republicans, including the one to preempt a right-to-work law, they were recently approved.
So, okay, here we are. For now, at least, the state's emergency manager law will not be on the ballot in November. And this has got people riled up. People are mad.
Shame, 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 shame.
Yes, that was the sound after the decision was made yesterday. People standing up, shaking their fists, yelling, shame, treason. I was at the meeting, and people sure were just infuriated that the emergency manager repeal just stalled simply because the font size of the petition was allegedly, but not conclusively, too small.
Okay, so let's take this a step further. I mean, what does this mean going forward? The attorney for the group Stand Up for Democracy says they're going to take this to the state court of appeals. What's likely to happen there?
Well, very possibly more politics. People will be looking to see what appeals court panel, three judges on a panel, gets the case, and whether it's made up of judges with Republican ties or judges with ties to Democrats.
Wait, you're not suggesting that this could then be politicized in the courts?
Oh, I know. Shocking. Shocking. We do call this It's Just Politics for a reason.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.